Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Amanda Elam is here. Amanda is a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO, founder, and president of Galaxy Diagnostics. GalaxyDX.com is the website, an early-stage medical diagnostic company. She's right in the middle of all the medical stuff going on right now, but mostly... She's part of the group that kind of got hurt in the medical world. And Amanda, did you ever think about trying to focus on anything to do with COVID? Have you focused on that at all?
Oh, we sure did. We're an infectious disease lab, and I was disappointed actually. Our State Department of Commerce and Public Health never reached out to us. And
wow.
I think we're a LabCorp state in North Carolina, so the focus was all on what LabCorp could do. But we had lots of other small labs in the news. They were talking about, you know, lab capacity problems, and we were willing to step up. We didn't want to be distracted from our mission, which is
right.
Flea and tick-borne disease, but we were willing, and we have, you know, all the technology. It would only have taken a couple weeks. The problem is that if everyone's going to send their tests to LabCorp, and LabCorp's, you know, in-network and, you know, on speed dial for the top insurance companies, what benefit would there be for small labs? And it was a risk for small labs, right?
Mm-hmm.
If would they get their money back? Would the investment
right.
be worth it? How much
and,
would they have to put up front
the shift,
when they didn't have a lot to begin with?
And would the shift be detrimental to the lane you make your living in all the time? That's a tough decision. I'm glad, but I'm not
yeah.
surprised that you did try and you thought of it. I expected that from you, that kind of leadership. Amanda, talk to us about this new Diana International research that you've been doing, that you guys have conducted on women during the COVID era.
Right. So right out of the gate, we developed a series of surveys to gauge how women entrepreneurs were faring, since a lot of our research is focused on women entrepreneurs. And we wanted to get an idea of what the impact looked like. So we did it globally. Our first survey was... especially global. We had over 40% of companies were from overseas. And then our second survey, which we reported results for, was only about 10% overseas. So, but we got it, you know, in really small companies. But we found about 2/3 of the companies saw a revenue decrease, you know, and 15% really had revenue increase, either because they had offered a new remote product or because they were answering an unmet medical need. And I think it was really interesting because there is a stereotype, right, that women are less risk averse. So there was a sense in the management literature women would focus on cost cutting, whereas, you know, men would focus on opportunities. And we saw clear evidence that, you know, women entrepreneurs were doing both, right?
That's
they were
really,
cutting costs.
That is what you may not realize this, Amanda. But what you just said is groundbreaking research, because what you said at first is the standard, and I believe it has been true in the past. And I'm really happy to see that women entrepreneurs are breaking that trend, that stereotype, if you want to call it that. But it's not a stereotype if it's true, right? And so.
Yep.
So I'm glad to see that. Of course, you're a perfect example of that. I mean, I know what a lioness you are, how hard you fight. And so I'm glad to see that research. That's to me what you just said, that women are increasingly prepared to step up and go after, you know, to take on the dragon face to face instead of being demure. That's good news, don't you think?
I think it's tremendous news. I also think that this pandemic has been important for a lot of businesses, often women-owned businesses. where they've been reluctant to really go online for marketing or to use technology to automate or communicate. And I think that that's the other impact we're seeing on this pandemic, is it's kind of forced a lot of people to figure those technologies out to their benefit.
Well, you're never more alive. You're never more alive than when you think it's all at risk, right? I mean, that's one thing, male or female, when you see your whole world about to dissolve in front of you, you choose to fight instead of to flee, right?
I would hope that's true for everybody. I think I do think that a lot of businesses have gone out of business. I'm particularly concerned, as I'm sure you are, about the restaurant sector.
Oh, yeah.
Hospitality.
Travel.
Exactly. It's just, and those are the businesses that may be the last to open, mm-hmm. As well as the impacts on education and healthcare and other institutions. It's just heartbreaking.
Well, it is, but I do appreciate this research. You also identified how the women wanted to get their assistance, some from the government, some from making adjustments with their creditors and their landlords. And so, where can they find this research?
So, if you go to the DIRI page of Babson, so babson.edu/DIRI. And click the research tab, you'll find all of the research summarized there.
Babson.edu.diri.
You got it.
Yeah, DIRI.
Deary.
Yeah, okay. Good job today, Amanda. Will you come back soon? You got more to teach us.
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you. Diana Elam, ladies and gentlemen, Galaxy Diagnostics, galaxydx.com is her.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.